Welcome back to the Luck Changers podcast. They say the only sure thing about luck is that it changes, and we are here to change that for you. I am your host, Nate. Join with me, as always, editor Dise, and my college pick'em co-host at this point.
What's up?
What's up, Dise? Welcome back. Unfortunately, we did not have an episode last week. We had it all set up, but due to technical difficulties, we were not able to get that out. We had Mikey here, but obviously, we didn't get the episode out, so he will be here at a later time. But tonight, our special guest picker is Jake. If you guys do listen to the show, you will remember him from the Durant Grant interview. So, Jake, what's up, buddy?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Well, Jake, super happy to have you on. If you checked out our first special guest picker, it was Ryan. He went 2-3 on his pick. So, not quite the 5-0 he was talking all that trash about, but 2-3, I guess it could be worse. We're going to see how he ranks out towards the end of the year. As of right now, I am 14-14, just 50%. College football is super tough this year, but I'm looking to bounce back in a big way and get my units up. Dise, do you know what you're at right now?
I do not, but last time I went 1-3, so I did worse than Ryan.
Oh, you hate to see it. I think you're 5-5. I think because okay. You started out pretty hot. But no, a couple 500 guys. I'm sure we're all going to get that twisted around. And Jake, I'm going to actually give you the honors of giving your first pick for the show. And who do you got there? It looks like you got a top five matchup. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. My first pick, I got Penn State, Iowa. I'm going to go with Penn State getting 1.5 points. I would also go with the under on that bad boy because I think Iowa's going to run the football, slow that game down, but I think Penn State's going to pull it out by probably 7 to 10 points.
Okay, nice. If you wanted to pair those, you could do what we call is a teaser, and then you would be able to get that under up to 47, and then you would be getting 7.5 points with Penn State, and that still counts as one pick. What do you think?
I'll just go with it straight up, dude. I'm telling you.
Okay, we got it.
21-14.
You heard it here first. Dise, what's your first pick? You got this top five matchup?
I also do. And the over-under for that is 41, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually going the opposite way. Iowa leads the nation in turnovers. I got some ball hawks in that defensive backfield. And Penn State has a rough road ahead. I think this is the first of a few losses. So I'm going to Iowa -1.5.
Okay. Got a little head-to-head between Dise and the guest. I like it. Yeah, with my first pick, I'm going to go ahead and go with West Virginia. Last time I taken them, they helped me out by beating Virginia Tech. Last week, they only lost by 3 to Texas Tech, and the week before, they lost by 3 to Oklahoma. So they're out there fighting, and Baylor is 4-1, and they just suffered their first loss last week. But I still think this team's pretty overvalued, even at home. And I'm taking that 3 points with West Virginia, but I'm pretty sure they're going to end up winning that game. So my first pick is West Virginia +3 against Baylor. Jake, that's up to you. Your second pick.
Second pick, I got Ole Miss at -5 over Arkansas. Arkansas looked awful last week. Will they get shut out, right? Yeah. Their offense is always trash. They got a solid defense, but Ole Miss, they were a little aggressive against Alabama, but you could see that they had it there. You know, they're going to murder Arkansas, I think.
Murder. That's those are hefty charges. Dise, who do you got?
Well, last week I took Arkansas against Georgia 18.5, and I think they're better than Auburn. So I'm gonna have to go with Georgia -14.5 on that one. On Georgia and Auburn, that is.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I like that. Auburn, Bo Nix, who knows what he's gonna do week in and week out, but I'm gonna kinda go off that Arkansas game. And I'm going to take the over of 66.5. So, Matt Corral, he was the Heisman leading candidate before obviously playing an inevitable ass whooping against Alabama. He put up 21 points. He didn't look all that great. I think that offense bounced back in a huge way because prior they scored 61, 54, and 43 points. And Arkansas, I know the past 2 weeks have been kind of slow on defense. Jake actually thinks their defense or offense is trash. I don't know. I see something going on here. I think this game's going to go over that 66.5 mark. Just makes me nervous that I haven't seen this line move whatsoever.
Yeah, Arkansas's quarterback was actually hurt last week. He was a game time decision. So that, I mean, that's not going to make up for a 37-0, but
right
something.
that's a few more points on the board this week, you know what I mean? If he comes back. But Jake, it looks like you also have the Georgia Auburn game, and that might have a line change here.
Yeah, I got a Auburn at plus 15. I think Auburn will keep it a close game. You know, not Georgia looks pretty good though. But I think Auburn will play decent, lose by like 10.
Okay. So D-State, did you have it at 14 and a half or 15?
I had it at 14, but I also did my notes a couple days ago, so I do see it's at 15, but I'm still going Georgia on that one.
You still like it at 15?
Yeah, they're going against Bo Nix.
Yeah, fair. And that defense, they got a gnarly defense over there. You only have three this week, correct?
Yeah, my last one is Notre Dame versus Virginia Tech, which actually just shifted to even. State of Virginia Tech's program is a disaster. They got coaches that don't want to take in responsibility. The players hate being there. And although I'm not really sure what Notre Dame's doing with quarterback, they had three guys playing last week. I think one of them will be enough to beat Virginia Tech.
Okay, so you're taking Notre Dame, huh?
Yep.
Ooh, man, for a Hokie fan, you sure hate those guys.
I'm a realist. The program is well, bad. So, the fans are not happy.
No, yeah. I mean, still 3-1, right?
Yeah. A weak schedule helps with that.
Yeah. Well, I'll kind of piggyback off that. I actually have a teaser in that Virginia Tech game, so I'm just going to rattle off my teaser right now. I'm going to actually take Virginia teased up to getting 6 points because I don't see them winning this game, but I see it being absolute just great game to watch. So I'm going to tease that Virginia Tech team up to 6. I'm going to pair that with Texas A&M. They're playing Alabama, and they're getting 18. So I'm going to actually tease them up to getting 24 points. Alabama is dominating this league. They cover every single week, so I'm not going to take the points, but I think Texas A&M can keep it within 3 touchdowns at home. So I'm going to take all my teaser, Virginia Tech getting 6 with Texas A&M getting 24. Jakers, you have your fourth pick, but maybe your third or fifth at this point?
Yeah, so I got Alabama minus 18 against Texas A&M. They lost to Arkansas. We've seen what Arkansas did last week. They looked horrible against Colorado. Alabama's just the best team in the nation. So,
Hard to argue. But we can both win that one. I'm getting 24. You're giving 18. Let's hope for some middle ground there. DC, you got anything on that Bama game?
I do not, but I hate taking Alabama games because those spreads are just insane. Even though they most of the time cover, I'm going to stay away from that.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know. I just see this game being less than 3 touchdowns. But we'll see. Obviously, I've had a tough couple weeks. But like I said, I'm bouncing back. So you're going to want to ride my picks. With my – I think it's my fourth pick. I have 6 this week. I'm going to go with the Red River rivalry. That's a tongue twister. The Texas-Oklahoma game. Texas has been playing awesome this year. I don't know about Spencer Rattler, though. I know he was my preseason Heisman favorite, but he is not very good. So I'm going to take Texas getting 3.5 against Oklahoma. I think it's a close game. Even if Texas doesn't win, I'm still getting that 3.5 points. And I could definitely win that out because Oklahoma is not really going out there and crushing teams like the Sooners teams in the past. So I'm going to take Texas getting that 3.5 points.
All right, fifth pick. I got my boys. Michigan, baby, go blue. At minus 3 against Nebraska. I don't remember what their spread was last week, but you were telling me that it was pretty close and we murdered Wisconsin.
Yeah. You guys were actually underdogs.
Really? Yeah. See? Look at that. The disrespect. Mm-hmm. And, we're going to run for about 250, 300 yards on them. We'll beat them. We'll beat them by 14 to 21, somewhere in there.
That's an ass whooping. No, this Nebraska team is really turning around under Scott Frost, so that's the only one I'm really nervous about. I can see 0-5, 0-6, if you count that under. But, no, that's not for me to decide. I just got 2 more picks. I got an under and an over. First, I'm going to take the Ohio State versus Maryland game over 71 points. I love the way C.J. Stroud played last week, even though he didn't even play really in the second half. I think they ride that momentum on that offense. And Maryland's no joke this year. They're a super tough team, so I see a ton of points being scored. And I'm also going to go with the Wisconsin versus Illinois under. That's at 42 points. Wisconsin, their most points scored is 34, and that was against a weak Eastern Michigan team. Graham Mertz has been the most disappointing quarterback in college football history. I hope not. I mean, it's not like their backup looked any better. What was he, like 1-for-7 with a pick? And then, yeah, and you got Illinois' most points is 24 points to Charlotte. And then they scored 9, 14, and 17 in 3 games prior. So I don't see really any points going up. Maybe like a 14-13 game. So I'm going to just soar that under. If I didn't already put my NLOD on the NFL episode, I would definitely throw it on the Wisconsin-Illinois game.
Well, Illinois started off hot against Scott Frost and Nebraska. They beat them 30-22.
Right. Well, then ever since then, they just – I feel like if those two teams played right now, it'd be a completely different story. It should be a good one. But do you have any other picks? Does anybody have anything else to say? Jake, as a special guest, do you have anything?
I do not. No, I feel pretty confident about these five to six. So, you know, whatever you want to give me, 5-0, 6-0, whatever.
We'll give you an asterisk. All right, D-Say, do you got anything else?
Yeah, I was looking at a couple over-unders this week. I'm not going to take any because I haven't done it before. But actually, last night, I didn't realize Coastal Carolina played last night. The over-under on that was 72.5. I took the over because Arkansas State allows almost 50 points a game. And right. That ended up landing at 72. But as far as games on Saturday, I was looking at the Akron Bowling Green game. It's at 46. And Akron allows 41 points a game. So that's something to look at.
Okay, so D-Say's got a little hunch on the over in that Akron game. We won't hold you to it, though.
Okay, yeah.
Well, right on. With all that, I think that's all our picks. What do you think?
Yep, that's it from my end.
Right on. So, yeah, we got a nice little short episode for you. Thank you so much, Jake, for coming out. He's actually sitting right by me, so if his audio is a little off, he doesn't know how to talk in a microphone yet. He's a rookie. But with all that being said, if you haven't yet, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. We also have an email. That's all at Luck Changers Podcast. Luck Changers on Twitter and luckchangerspodcast@gmail.com. If you got any questions, shoot us an email about a spread, a fantasy decision, a DraftKings lineup, or even college football. Go ahead. Follow us on all those. Subscribe to us. Give us a 5-star rating. We appreciate all the listens. Our 50th episode we recorded this week went absolutely nuts. One of our most viewed episodes yet. So we're just trying to get you the best knowledge out there. And next week we're going to have a brand new guest. Stay tuned and we will let you know how Jake did. So with all that being said, for your host Nate, co-host on College Football D-Say, and special guest picker Jake, we are the Luck Changers and we are out.
Peace out.
Peace somebody.